Excerpt from Mahmud's diary, May 22, 1912, New York, Boston. At 10 a.m., the master left New York for Boston, arriving at the Hotel Charles at 4:30 p.m. Many delegates from organizations and groups had gathered at the railway station to greet and welcome him. The believers had decorated a house with colorful flowers, having made all necessary preparations to receive him. That evening, the first meeting in Boston was held at 8 p.m. for the American Unitarian Association Conference at the Tremont Temple, the largest of all the churches in the region. The President of the Republic, Mr. Taft, is also a member of this important association. Present at the conference were some 800 Unitarian ministers representing the Unitarian churches in America and Canada. In addition, there were nearly 2,000 others assembled. The presiding officer of the meeting was Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Robert Luce, who introduced the master to the audience, saying, "Tonight, we express our highest respect and heartfelt gratitude in this great gathering for this highly revered and peace-loving personage who has come from the East to the West to promote the principles of the oneness of humanity and universal peace. Indeed, it is a great joy and supreme honor that this esteemed personage has graced our meeting with his presence. It is my great honor to introduce to you His Holiness Abdu'l-Bahá." When the master stood up, the entire audience gave him a prolonged standing ovation. Although in all meetings the audience has risen when the master appeared, this gathering had a particular importance. The group was composed of elected representatives and leaders of many congregations from several countries, and it was they who stood, demonstrating their reverence and to honor him. The master spoke about the progress and evolution of creation. It was so impressive that the audience applauded with elation and joy.